So let's say, as happens, Mrs. Phillips was started on 7 and 3 because she was diagnosed and had an elevated white count and treatment needed to be started urgently. And so she was started on 7 and 3, cytarabine and daunorubicin, and molecular mutations either weren't ordered or they were ordered and they were back ordered for 2 to 3 weeks and they came back and there was a different kind of attending on service and it just got buried and no one appreciated the fact that there were these mutations. And so she had an end of cycle 1 bone marrow and unfortunately didn't achieve a remission. She was reinduced and was 7 and 3 and unfortunately didn't achieve a remission after the second cycle. So what might have gone wrong is what I'm highlighting here. The point is to say it's really important to make sure that you're aware of actionable mutations and that you act on them in a reasonable time interval because patients' outcomes really do matter. Our treatment strategies are impacted and survival of patients is impacted by our new therapies. And so I think the point of this example is to say FLT3 is a highly actionable mutation which should be addressed.